I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner with a little discovery I made a few days ago. Now, fair warning, there will be those amongst you who think this particular episode is a total waste of time. After all, what's 18 cents? But the point isn't that I found 18 cents one morning, it's the way I found that 18 cents. It could just as well have been 18 diamond rings, for example, or anything else that reflects the sun. I guess I should start by saying that I do a lot of bike riding. I probably average a half hour a day, and on many days I'll ride for a couple of hours. Good for my health, and I can do small shopping trips without buying gasoline. You wouldn't believe the gas mileage I get on a bicycle. Anyway, a few days ago I was riding my bike across a large grocery store parking lot at about 8 in the morning, and out of the corner of my eye I saw something shiny on the ground. Well, on the asphalt, actually. I was heading south, and the shiny thing was on my left. Think about that for a minute. The sun was low in the sky in the east, and the shiny flash I saw was also to my east, exactly on a line between me and the sun. I turned toward it, and it disappeared. I backed up a little bit and saw it again as it fell between me and the sun. When I got closer, I saw that it was a penny. I picked it up, started off, and 10 feet later I saw another shiny object off to my left. Another penny. I turned my bike around and rode slowly across the lot, watching the asphalt to my east, directly in line with the sun, looking for more shiny objects. And here's the kicker. By the time I finished, I had picked up 18 coins in about 10 minutes. Now, I've been in this hobby long enough to know that if you want to impress people, you say 18 coins. You don't say 18 pennies or 18 cents. But that's what it was. All 18 of these coins were pennies. Maybe somebody had flung a handful of pennies across the parking lot. I don't know. But my point is this. Well, actually, I have 2 points here. First, I found 18 coins in 10 minutes without a metal detector, without a pinpointer, and without digging dirt or scooping sand. I just bent down and picked them up. And second, I never would have seen any of those coins if I hadn't been looking at the ground at an angle right where the sun was in a straight line with my eyes. As I approached the line where the sun crossed the coin popped into view as a shiny point on the ground, and as I moved a few feet beyond that line, the coin disappeared again. Now, this is maybe hard to envision without pictures. Let me try again. Next time you're in a big parking lot, either early or late in the day, when the sun is bright and low in the sky, first look toward the sun, then drop your eyes straight down to look at the asphalt or concrete, and look for shiny reflections on the surface. As you move perpendicular to the sun, different items on the ground will seem to flash. Walk up to them and check them out. Coins aren't all you'll find. I also found aluminum foil-covered chewing gum wrappers, a tiny piece of metal that must have fallen off a vehicle, and a discarded button cell that probably came from a watch or a Game Boy or some such thing. And I saw each of these items, including my 18 pennies, only when they were on a direct line with the sun. Well, there you have it, 18 coins in 10 minutes without a metal detector or digging tools. Remember this little idea next time you cross a parking lot. And I hope when you try this, you'll find more than just pennies. Thanks for listening. For articles that will help you find a lot more than a handful of pennies in a parking lot, visit my webpage, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.